Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what was the original use of the building in Zamora, Spain, that later became the center of the Inquisition and, finally, a hotel? Zamora is a city and province in northwestern Spain, located on the border with Portugal. The city was home to Rabbi and Gaon Isaac Campanton, the creator and director of its yeshiva, which became an important center for Jewish learning in the 14th century. Studies there centered on the Talmud and Kabbalah and mysticism, and some of Campanton's disciples later brought their knowledge to other parts of Spain. After the expulsion in 1492, the influence of the Zamora yeshiva could be found as far away as Morocco and Salonika. Nevertheless, Zamora's Jewish history is not widely known in Spain or abroad. In recent years, the city council, supported by research done by local historians, has taken an interest in preserving and promoting this legacy. A Jewish heritage route has been created, and explanatory plaques have been placed in locations of special importance. Christoph Streder is the first foreigner to be elected to Zamora City Council. Originally from Munich, he worked with the German government organizing cultural events in Spain and Portugal before finally settling in Zamora, where he's now the councilman responsible for tourism and commerce. Christoph spoke with us about Zamora's Jewish past and what the city council is doing to preserve it.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Christoph. You are in charge of culture in the city of Zamora. Could you tell us a little bit about the Jewish heritage in Zamora? What does it consist of?
Yes, of course. Jewish heritage in Zamora is the first and the most important things. I think physical things are documents in several archives. This is a very rich heritage. It's a heritage which is very bad known in our town. Only some specialists and some very interested people are studying these documents. I would say in our town, the conscience of Jewish culture, of Jewish history, is not very strong, but I think it's growing. And it's growing for the work which are doing several groups like Centro Isaac Campanton and also the tourist aspects. We have a little touristic route which include 5 points, 5 memory points, I would say, of Jewish Sephardian topography.
Can you tell us what those 5 points are?
Yes, this 5 points, this is a topography, I think, originally organized more for documents and not so for archaeologic material.
So in other words, these points show things that you can't really see, but that happened in the past?
Yes. This is a point, this is a topography. They are talking about the old and the new Jewish quarter. We have one place, Plaza de Tzumakal. This is antique Jewish quarter, afterwards Ronda de Santa Ana, other point, important point, Jewish quarter, the new Jewish quarter. Afterwards, we have, you called it in Spain, Colación de San Cipriano. This is not quarters, you know, a neighborhood organization. And then we have another point, This is a cemetery. This is a little far from the center. I called it a memory point, so maybe a topography of second grade, yes, because we don't have really archaeology references. This is a point, this is a very interesting point. Local archaeology, which people which are working very good, told me, Zamora, we don't have the archaeology material, a specific material of Jewish culture. But we have in this town several points, several archaeological references, which can be material references of Jewish culture. We can talk about La Cueva Arabe, Arab cave. This is in Plaza Santa Lucia. This is the old Jewish quarter. This could be a synagogue. This is a space for his dimension, the acoustic for several indications. This can be a synagogue. So we have other points, other references, and the house of the Inquisition. We have a certain indication that this was a study center of Jewish culture. And maybe we can say it's a very, very interested situation because we have a lot of information from documents. We have some ideas, some conjectures, what can be, maybe we have this, we have absence of a really serious studies, and we have absence of memorials, we have absence maybe of sure archaeological remains. And so I think we have to study this kind of absences.
Yes. Zamora was a very important city in Jewish history, wasn't it? Can you tell us about that?
Yes, of course. We have very important figures. It's a very important town for Jewish science studies. Figures like Isaac Kampanton, for example, and all this thing we have to discover, and we have to look for a form to show this, to show this object, to show the history, and to show also the situation, the culture situation, the actual culture situation. This is a kind of discovery process. And this would be very interesting to have a space in the town, maybe integrated in a kind of museum of the town, to look for a place, to organize a place dedicated to a Jewish Sephardian culture, history. And this could be a very interesting place to encounter history and presence for all the people who is living in this town.
Wasn't there a very important yeshiva in Zamora?
Yes, yes, this is right. This is a very important town in Jewish culture. People are talking about after Toledo is the second most important town. Really, I think we have to value this heritage, this history.
What is the city doing to protect the Jewish heritage and to promote it?
Yes, it's a good question. I'm here 9 months. I think there are two ways. One way is to organize congresses, investigation, which organize several groups like El Centro Isaac Kampanton and the town I think I have to organize this place, and we have to begin to organize this place to offer on space a permanent exhibition or a permanent space. I would like to say space because this could be a space for a lot of activities, investigation, documentation of the present and the history. Then we have to value this places like the Arabic cave, the Hostelia Real, the study center. We have to try to make it visitable, that people who want to visit our town, Zamora, can have an idea of this history. No?
Can you tell us something about the Hostelia Real?
The Hostelia Real, this is for us a difficult situation because it was a hotel and then it was closed. And now it's private property, and we try to speak with the property, but the situation is very difficult.
Yes, but tell us what it is. Tell us what is there.
I think this was a very important study center of a rabbinic school. And afterwards, it was this center of Inquisition.
But what can you see there now?
You can see there remains of a bath. I was talking with a local archaeologist to explain what is there, but she couldn't tell me.
Well, I want to tell you something. Before they closed the hotel, I stayed in the hotel and I saw the mikveh, and it really was a mikveh. It really was a Jewish bath, and you can see it very, very well.
Yeah. For me, I think maybe it's the most important archaeological point in Zamora, El Mikveh, the ritual Jewish bath in Hostelia Real. And I promise that we will try to look for the possibility to visit it, not permanent, but if they are coming a group which want to see it, we have to offer a solution.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us?
Yes, I would like to express my interest in organize a new phase of Jewish presence in Zamora, organize also that Zamoran people are talking, studying his own history, the history, which is a complex history, and they have to study the strong present of Jewish culture, of Jewish history in our town. This is what we have to do.
Thank you, Christoph.
Thank you. Goodbye, Linda.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.